Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 3, Mishnah 8 of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Last time we discussed the notion that whenever you have a specific chamber that is in the wall of Yerushalayim, so that will determine its status, even if it's outside the technically of the border, but the entrance is in the inside of the city, so that would have different ramifications, and if the entrance was on the outside as well. So fine. So with that said, the Mishnah now goes into a conversation about what the halachos are of the chambers that are in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, halashachos, the halacha when it comes to the chambers of the chatzar, the temple courtyard, so... if the chambers are built in the Kodesh area, the sanctified area, which is the courtyard, but they open up into the unsanctified area, meaning the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, so Tochan Chol. So since they open up into the rest of this part, the interior area of this chamber is not going to be considered sanctified, because the sanctity of the chamber and its interior will only be determined based on the entrance. So since it's facing outside, it does not have the same level of kedusha, because it doesn't open into the courtyard itself. The gagosean kodesh, but when it comes to the roofs, so the roofs themselves, they are kodesh, because the sanctity of the roof will depend on where it actually is, and these roofs, as we said, are in the actual courtyard. Then says the Mishnah further, let's say you have chambers that are actually built outside, extended into the unsanctified area, meaning outside of the courtyard, but they open into the courtyard. So Tochan Kodesh, so therefore the interior of this area will be considered Kodesh, because the entrances are in the area of the Kodesh courtyard. But the roofs are going to be considered chol, not sanctified, because they're outside of the courtyard. Let's say you have a chamber that's built in the sanctified and the unsanctified areas, meaning they're partially extend through the wall of the courtyard, so that part of the chamber is inside and part is outside. And they open also, they have doors on either side, one into the Kodesh area, one into the unkodesh area. So Tochan v'gagosean. So the halacha is the same for the inside and the roof. They're one and the same. Mikineged HaKodesh v'LaKodesh Kodesh, the section of the chamber that's located from the sanctified area and inwards toward the sanctified area, meaning the part that is actually in the courtyard, so that's Kodesh. Mikineged HaChol v'LaChol Chol, but the part that's in the unsanctified area, so that's not going to be sanctified, as simple as that. Then says in the Mishnah Tes, we know that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, so we are allowed to once it comes to Yerushalayim, we can't take it out. We have to eat it in Yerushalayim. The question is, what if it becomes tummy? So it no longer retains that same level status of Maaser Sheni in its glory. So what is the halacha in that situation? Says the Mishnah, Maaser Sheni shenichnas liYerushalayim v'nitma. If you have Maaser Sheni produce that came into Yerushalayim and it became tummy while it was in Yerushalayim, bein shenitma be'avatuma, whether it was an avatuma that made it tummy, or bein shenitma be'vladatuma, or whether it was like a secondary source of tummy that made it tummy. And so he said, what's the difference? Why are we spelling this out? Because an avatuma making a tummy will make it a biblical level of tummy, whereas a vladatuma, the secondary source of tummy, will make it only rabbinically tummy. So again, Maaser Sheni that goes into Yerushalayim and became tummy, whether it's rabbinically or biblically, bein b'fneim bein b'chutz, whether it became tummy inside of Yerushalayim or it became tummy outside of Yerushalayim before it came in, beishamay omrim. I apologize. So bein b'fneim bein b'chutz means whether it became tummy inside or outside of Yerushalayim, meaning it became tummy outside of Yerushalayim, but had already been brought in to Yerushalayim previously before that. So Beishamay, remember Beishamay, say, that in all these situations, the Maaser Sheni has to be redeemed, even though it's in Yerushalayim, but still it has to be eaten inside of the city, which is fascinating, because once you redeem it, which you have to do according to Beishamay, so then the food becomes chol, becomes not sanctified, but still you have to eat this non-sanctified food in the city, a fascinating idea. Unless the Maaser Sheni became tummy from an avatuma that was outside of Yerushalayim, in such a situation, everyone will know that this took place, and so you don't need to worry about you don't need to worry about people drawing some kind of a wrong conclusion by not eating it in there. So it is allowed to be removed from the city, and it should be redeemed, seemingly, and it could be eaten outside, and all is well in the world. Then says the Mishnah further, Ubeis Hill, remember Beis Hill, say, Akol yipad avi'echa b'chatz. No, Beis Hill, say, what are you talking about? Everything can be redeemed and eaten even outside of Yerushalayim. Beis Hill are not concerned that people are going to say, oh, maybe someone is showing me that they took my sersheni out, and you could bring it outside of Yerushalayim after it was brought in and you could eat it, because everyone knows there's an understanding that the people are doing it for a reason. So again, Beis Hillel say you can eat the Maaser Sheni, you can redeem it and eat the Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Chutz mishenitma bevelat tumah bifnim, unless you have Maaser Sheni that became tumah from a secondary kind of a tumah inside of Yerushalayim, in that case it can't be removed from the city, because there is a concern that since the Maaser Sheni entered into Yerushalayim when it was tahor, when it was pure, so there's a notion that the walls of the city kind of quote unquote took hold of it and made it usher to remove from Yerushalayim, and this hold is not released when the Maaser Sheni leaves the walls, so therefore the produce can be taken out even though it became tameh. It has to be eaten there, redeemed and eaten there. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud. Have a wonderful day.